Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was funny how kind of I met Colin McCavill looked out there about 3 minutes of mouths about their heads. I have a Perkman out there and next month a mouth of their heads. So that kind of says that there's a trade off here if a person is McCavill out there and 3 minutes of mouths of their heads, the Perkman out there and next month a mouth of their heads. So the Hemshech here is, this is another Eichen in which a person is laying hand to Kesha Kashmah. They can't hold on a colorable term of three men or models of their third. So now the Pashta shot is, there's no rhyme or reason, it's no just you get certain benefits of being a couple of data. But the Mahalos here of Malchus of their third, so no one. What exact sizes is it? There's some, you know, typical things in that step. Is the line, I don't think, is the line clear by you? Is there a problem?
Yeah, it's clear. It's clear.
It's clear. I hear an echo, okay. Yes, hello, Dav.
Do you want to, should we call back?
Sorry.
Should we call back again?
No, fine, now it's fine. Yes, hello, Dav. Can hug is a simple little name source. Everything in the world, has to be shy of some framework that sort of sets the rules for the snagos. So the first circle, the smallest circle, the tightest circle, is the circle of Teva. So all the chukki of Teva are in Yanim that set a person's everything about a person. This is what he has to eat, this is what he's delivered, this is what he has to breathe, this is what he has to drink, and so on and so forth. That first circle, so a person lives within that circle. We saw before, we spoke about the makom the last two times. The makom is koveya, a person's metzias. It's koveya, his prakim, because the person is a prak within a klal. There's no such thing as a person existing not in a cloud. So if I am in this universe, then the laws, the structure of this universe is the superstructure for me, and I can only be a part of that cloud. The second nekuda is, there's a mahalach that is called, there's a mahalach of social realities. People will organize as a society, people will appoint leadership, king, a congress, a parliament, people will obey the laws of the land. There's a natural mahala that people follow convention. It's not only the mikra, it's not even so much the police force behind it. The police force reinforces it. It doesn't allow it to become pirates, but there's a general and hard clawless that is a psychological emis. People do want to be part of society. People want to do what they need to do for society. People want to fit in with the structure of the law, and so on and so forth. That is a second circle, larger circle, call it, or a small circle, different, that within which a person is there, and he's mature, but not only practically, listen, you have to look at a country has government, the government enforces its laws and regulations, but it's a real mitzvah, it's a person that's part of a cloud, and emotionally, psychologically, is part of it. There's a very interesting fire from, he speaks about halacha, there's a big difference between gzeila and kibush. Kibush is a kinyan, gzeila is not, and basically, he tries to be aimed on what's the difference in Gzela and Kibush. What is something called Gzela, what is something called Kibush? And it's very interesting because it's almost a philosophical question. You know, yes, if you have one guy taking a gun to you, that's clearly Gzela. If you have a country marching another country, but what happens if you have a militia? Where is a terrorist organization and when is than other people, then it's different. So the ability to be there's a certain sense of a social reality, and that's the second structure, and that's called the nemusis. Then there's a third structure possible, which is Torah, and that's really the least, you know, the middle category, the social category. It's not physical. There's no, it's not impossible to break the law of the land, but psychologically and socially a person is tuned into feeling that he's an honorable member of society. But these other inyanim, but as far as Torah goes, it's completely out of this loop. So he said, "Yesh chadash kan hagish and boilum him shalosh." There are three groups on hagish. Han hagish itzel chadim linach b'shem in hagish al oilam. Lachish is v'yashar tzel shem tzivim in hagish erem tibay. So one circle is a circle of the teva demands that a person needs to heat, a person needs to plow, and so on. But other one is shubit on hagish teva, and the person got no choice about it. But oidish han hagish built it tibis. We han hagish nushis. Hashem is chadish v'ra b'chira. Then there's a second level, which is already consensual. It's not something that is bechreach when people decide that they organize together as a society, and that's called nimusis. Shu'al yedei analchus, mashe yirte, mashe lo yirte. V'goizik zirosei al adam, kvon hagas ad nimus. V'adam mishubit, gan kan hagas zayis. The person says, mishubit dan hagi, mishubit in the sense, not where Reuven came and put a gun to me. So that's not a shubit. It's the pshat is, I am part of it. My metzius is a sub-metzius of it. Vodem mishubit gan kan hagas zayis, mishubit malach shal yada an hagalis. An haga shlishi is an haga loikis. Shesid Hashem is barach ba'oilam. Eich yenoig ayde apayr shlash Hashem is barach. And there's a third an haga, this is called an haga loikis, that a kashbaruch is mesad in the world, how it's going to go through a certain mahalach api Torah. Ubazeh hanhagas ha'olam ashlo shetvara. So there are three hanhagas. Hanhaga achas mashetzorach teva. So one hanhaga is whatever it is that nature requires. Hanhaga ashir is built at tivis ukfiv ashrei zem halach panimus. Hanhaga shlish is hanhaga ashir is achbis seyda loikai lamayla mera teva lamayla mera b'chir. Hashem shows on Hagis, on Hagativis, Nimusis, the Alekis built a Tibis. Okay, the Amma, Kasha Odim Mikal of Oil Taira, Ozu Hashem Isbach, the Ozma Virin Mena Oil Marbles of their Heretz. Can a Hog Ashlish as they said Hog Alekis, Acha Odim Hashem Isbach, Ozu Yitzim and Oil Marbles of their Heretz. Now, let's, Shailu Shlam, Shailu Shlam, Himitzar Oilim Hazeh, ואשר הוא משום השם הסברך היא איפה שמשום בלעד כל התאר. So, let's try to, let's understand this a little bit. פשוט בחוקה יסע, says, אם חוקה יסע תלכון, then you get this and this and this and this and this and this. That is, that has nothing to do with the shibud of this world. It's not something that a person that means anything within this world. If a person is mishabed him, if a person is mishubed to that third world, talikus, then bechreach, he's not part of the first circles. Does how much work I put into my field determine the crop? Or does my mice and plaything determine the crop? They assess each other because anhagalikis means the rules are rules that are shayach to likus, and the first circle is a circle of the world of teva. So if a person has mekam himself b'altera, he is ordered. He becomes meshuchar from the oil of the acharetz and the oil of malchus. Now, let me explain it in this bigger picture. In the issue of hishtadlus versus bitachin, there's a looking at everybody universally. And then there's a much bigger amount that's really totally lefis madrega, like it says by the Ramban, Mala Reifi, you know, Reifi Lekim, and so on. The question really is, there's the Inyan Shevet Levi. Everyone has to steer in the Rambam, that the Rambam says, in other Talmud Torah, a person is not allowed to take money for learning, and it's a terrible thing, and Islam is very, very powerful against it. And in Zeroyim, famous Rambam and Shemitah Zeiblis, he says, you know, that if somebody's not Velucha, and so on and so forth, the pshat is, it's not a mixed bag. Torah can't be a profession in the way other things are. A person can't see it within the hanhagas of Teva. Let's say I'm Isaac in some sort of profession that's Kurdish. I'm learning a Kailo. If my attitude is, you know, you should know that today I learned so stark this sugya, I put in an extra 3 hours at night learning this sugya, I think I should be getting overtime. Then he shouldn't be getting any Kailo money. A person shouldn't, in its perfect picture, like the Rambam says, and the Rambam puts it in his word, Akash Baruch Hu will be mazmin loy davatz anitzach elav. In other words, just my needs will be taken care of in a way that, you know, somehow Akash Baruch Hu will take care of it in a way that's different than all their herits. It's not with the mahalach of regular teva, and it can't be the mahalach of regular teva, because in the world of teva, it's an ofdik and haga, and it really depends on the person. So if a person, the muscle, wants to take more than needs out of it, so then it's not. If a person wants to charge, if a person charges for the learning or for the teaching or whatever it is, all of those in Yanim are in Yanim that means he wants Torah to participate in the world of Teva. And then after Rambam says it's a terrible, terrible thing, and, you know, it's a Chilashem and so on. But if he wants to be maskeer himself in the world of Teva, it's this mission over here. That if you're a Kabbalah and himself a soil of Teva, so he belongs to a different world. It's just like, you know, Muhammad, you don't expect, you know, the laws of this world will not apply. So too, in this world, when a person moves himself into that realm, it won't apply either. I once had a Duke. The Rambam says in over there, he's explaining what Shevet Levi is. He says the Sikh Darki Oilam, they've been separated from the Oilam. The Orch Muhammad Kajai Solo, Nochum, Lozochum, Asam, the Kor, Gufan, they can't earn anything physically. And then he says, so it's very modern to be medayek kol ba'olam, that goyim are included in it. Good. I can't for the life of me understand that that is being, as being pshat in the Rambam. It's not clear what pshat is, so it could be just poetically kol ba'olam. But I think I would like to be medayek, I'm not sure if this is what John Mahovin is, but I think it's very medayek. We are boy oilam. That's our starting point. We are part of this world, and therefore it requires, like the Rambam says. So he says, any ish for ish mi kol boy oilam, meaning anyone who is of this natural world. And then he said, avina madol leibadol and so on. Uparak me'ot tzavarov, oila cheshboinei sarav mashibik shvid adam, har reason is Kaddish Kodesh Kadasha. It requires a pre-kas oil. In other words, anyone who is a boy oilam today is born with the oil d'acharet. That's the mitzvah. It requires a pre-kas oil. And therefore, if the pre-kas oil is something which a person can do, then he can go on to, then he can do that darga. It's also very interesting. The Rambam says, in other words, there is a place in this world that the mahalach is that mahalach, and that was Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, the chazal about being tzolei basa and the san and yayin means that Adam was mufka from the world of derech eretz. His needs, his physical needs were met because of his activity. He was asik and lot of Hashem, like Hashem gave him what they needed. When Adam was expelled from Gan Eden, he went into a world where the framework is oil derech eretz, and it's a true framework. And as long as you're part of that world, to buck it is also. So just like a person is not allowed to be semech al hanes, because as long as you're being semech al hanes, it means you're trying to be mafgia the world. Within the world of Teva, you're trying to introduce non-Teva that's negative to Hashem. But if a person is living in a different world, then that's that's why the answer depends what my drake on, as far as Bitochen goes, is a very true answer. If a person's own needs are met by, you know, by Bitochen, and you know, like I suppose, see to my needs, I'm busy doing what I'm supposed to do. If that's a person genuinely lives that way, then he's allowed to do it that way. If it's a game, the person buys himself a fancy new car, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will supply it, then it becomes, that's a patent assassin, that's awesome. So he says, V'zeron gam kere per kamer, but it's our own reality, when kibbutz al tere, ala she'im al ha'mavis v'um al rosh ha'shuvat is behem. Tere is also maskiya them from another rosh, from other mishanema. Ani imati l'kim atam le'elyon kolchem. Achei kodem te musa gach nasrem t'ipoilu, adka. I want to explain another nekuda about this inyan. In America, the marshal, I'm sure in England there are some things that are similar to it. There are outsiders that are under all sorts of issues. And there are outsiders, for instance, they have the Amish who live in America, and they crowd their own hundred years ago, they think it's cars and this and that. And there's no animosity. People think it's very cute and very nice, and that's it. Then there are people that are out of sin and so on. The Ica difference lies. They Amish live in their own corner. They have very little to do with other people. You come and visit them, and it's cute, and that's it, and so on and so forth. If any outsiders of Mexicans who come, they're part of the society, they rub shoulders with society, and they also cause friction, you know, whatever else, then it becomes room for friction and issues. The kalal is, if there is contact, if there's a common circle, then you have friction and so on. If there is no common circle, it's a different world. So the Russia, if all the clients on the gullus were, I don't know, just bossing and tearing almost all day and hidden in a corner someplace and have no shaykhs with other people, then there'd be a minimal amount of shibud and so on. They have their own life, their own world. There's no interaction. It's when you are mishtatev, some chelik, and to some degree you have to be mishtatev, those become the points of friction. So the more Klal Yisrael is mufka, if people people perceive Klal Yisrael as being some sort of shaved kulay davuk in Ruchnias, just not part of the Metzias. It's clearly a minimum of Asakim. So the basic of Klal Yisrael in Olam Ha Teva, the basic also in Olam of Tirius, and it brings in the issues of having the Shtal Zuchzu. Klal Adava, Asher Mikavah Volter Asher Loikis, Hu Yoytzim Zeh Ateva, Hu Magzeh Abel Tetivis Vyedushis, Kwa Shavah Perek Shano, Baruch Hes Mikta Lakim Ucheres, Atikich Chorez Alacheres, Shein Lecha Ben Chorin Amisha Esik Betoira, Asher Tehari Misala, Harei Hu Arei Biaru Karisik Betoira Misala, ומפני שהוא מסעלה מדרגוסי למעלה מדרגס הטבע של המסעלה. So in the his'alus is where you get that sense of is where the person is mafkia himself from המסעלה. וכן ההוג זה נושא של תטיביס עד שהוא בן חוי מילו שם השול שבאר. So the עניונים that a person is misalikazal from, give him his chairs. Yesh chama ova mashama, she'en lecha ben chamesh azik b'teira. If nesha oisim is oisik b'teira mis'ala lo magashmi. Kaseh mis'ala lo magashmi. O ipnei zehu ben chayrin min anhagas ala mateva, mun amalchias, shekol madrigosa mitzad ala maza. Ba oisik b'teira hu yuitz madrigus ala maza. ולסיגח עומר כאן שמעביר מן אומה בפרוק חרץ. כי אף יושב שלו זה בולי פרנסו. בצורך הוא למלוך כדי לעסוק בתאירו. So there's no yesh mind in this world. You need something. ויקום לו כאן אין עליו אל דרך חרץ. כי פרנסות את מגעס לביקר לסגדור בתאירו. כאוב השם שבו גם יצאו על הזה. That's the drama of lotion. That a קדוש ברוך will be מזמין to him. Drama of lotion is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Yizkeloi L'Boilam Hazad Dovah Maspikloi K'mosh Yizkel Karadim. In other words, it doesn't go with that Haga of Teva. That Haga of Teva is if you work 10 hours, you make more money than if you work 5 hours. And you make a lot more money if you work 2 hours. There's no way around that. But if a person is scared of us in that Haga, so we do have, at the end of the world, there is some sort of cashew with the physical world, but and because we'll get it, but he'll get it without connection to his physical input and so on. The lechay noisim alav oil malchus v'lechad hashem moishna mitzalel umhaza v'kol oit shemisal gazan dregi shil malam ala teva v'noitel ala magashmi moishna v'elo shnei atvar al malchus v'lechad shemitzalel umhaza d'avzavu. So as a person immerses himself in Olam Hazeh, not move a will with him, he's mishuv to it. And it goes hand in hand. It's not like a person can't just draw the line at, okay, I'll let the check, so I'll let Hakadosh Baruch Hu send the check in, but I'm gonna be basic in Gash. So a person is a part of this world, then he's mishuv to this world, and he's not a Bekhairin, then the world casts a shiva on him. If a person is mafkia himself, and that means he eats whatever he gets, and he's not tired about it, and he's completely involved, and he takes Olam Shemayim as an all. Then he was mafkia. And as a person that has to see Yir Shemayim the same way that a normal person sees all their hearts. It's a mitzias, it's a machayev, it's a chreya, and so on. Okay, any questions?
Is it correct to say that this, in order to get this haftacha of Mavir and Mimeno, that the Kabbalah's altera is going to be subjective according to everyone's level of bitachon, or there's some objective level of?
Definitely subjective. It definitely depends. There's Madrigas in it. It's very interesting how the Chazanish Emunah Bitachon comes out strongly against what was perceived as a Nevarik and Mahalach of bitachon that can just say Kashmir this and that. Bitachon means that Kashmir will do what's good for you at the end and so on and so forth. But then he throws in that for persons of excluding Bala Bitachon attack different. He sort of tosses it in as an accord. There is a Madrigas that Right. So the person has to generally be there.
Right, right.
It's two things. It's in a certain level be talking, and as well as they ask us, you know, it, the person's it's cash is not to this world, but cash is to other things.
Right.
Okay.
All right, very
good.
Yes.